Dr. John Spengor, the dictation on the McKenzie-Nissen, M-A-K-E-N-Z-I-E, N-I-S-T-O-N, date of birth is 10-21-95, date of visit is 1-22-13, subjective. Today, McKenzie presents, after brought in by mom, after presenting here yesterday for a syncopal episode that morning and tachycardia period, there have been some mild chest pain, retrosternal in nature, when this occurred, but no shortness of breath period. She does complain of occasional palpitations period. She supposedly has had some intermittent fast heart rate problems for several times before this episode period. There was no chest pain before period. She had an EGD done in November 2012 revealing erythema of the middle third, upper esophagus, and the lower third period. She's currently on omeprazole and Bentol period. She has a history of mild persistent asthma, comma, left thyroid nodule, for which she had a fine needle aspiration in February of 2011, revealing a hyperplastic nodule only period. Today she is still having some tachycardia without a fever. Standard review, left side chart, standard review of systems, subjective, very pleasant, 17-year-old white female, under no apparent stress this time. Well-developed, well-nourished, vitals 126.77, 115 in regular, 18 per minute, 99.3 degrees, 5 feet 5 inches, 123.2 pounds, BMI 20.2, HEMT normal, neck normal, lungs normal, heart, tachyus, sinus, heart sounds, no murmurs, rubs, gallops, abdomen normal, skin normal, dry, good skin, trigger, extremities, plus two, pupil pulses, no edema, assessment plan number one, tachycardia period. Do not have an etiology for this period. We'll refer to Dr. David Drossner, D-R-O-S-S-N-E-R, pediatric cardiologist at Sanger, who works in Hickory, period. Sanger is S-A-N-G-E-R, period. Next number, fatigability might be secondary to her tachycardia. Next number, the cardiomyopathy problem stable. Continue current medications. Next, we'll see you again at next scheduled appointment. Dictation McKenzie Nissen. Thank you.